Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
You know, sometimes you just want to get a handle on something complex, quickly, right? Without drowning in details.
Absolutely. Maybe you're prepping for something or just super curious.
Exactly. And today we're diving into the website of Rajat Vonar. It's all about non-duality.
We've got material about Rajat himself, his book, which has a great title, Où est ce foutu manuel? Or Where is that damn manual? And comments from people who've read it.
So our mission really is to pull out the key nuggets about non-duality from all this, like a shortcut to the core ideas.
And Rajat Vonar's take is interesting because it mixes, deep spiritual stuff with humor and practical exercises too.
Yeah, that blend really caught my eye.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's start with Rajat Vonar. His background seems, well, significant.
It really is. The site mentions his move from the military world, very disciplined, to spiritual seeking.
That's quite a shift.
Huge. And he has this phrase, "Awakening is born in the alchemy of chaos and grace."
Chaos and grace. That suggests the path isn't always neat and tidy.
Not at all. It can emerge from, well, unexpected juxtapositions.
Makes sense. Okay, let's get to the heart of it. Non-duality itself. The site has a section on Brahman.
Yes, and it puts it very poetically. You are the ocean taking the form of a wave, never ceasing to be the infinite.
The ocean and the wave. That's a classic analogy, isn't it?
It is. It points straight to this idea that there's no real separation. We just look separate, like waves.
But underneath, we're all the same ocean.
Exactly. And then it says, no distance separates us. What you seek is already that by which you are looking.
Whoa, okay, so the seeker is the sought.
That's the core idea. It turns the whole spiritual search on its head, really.
So why do we feel like we're searching then, if it's already here?
Ah, that's the big question, isn't it? It often comes down to perception, identification, the story we tell ourselves.
The story of being a separate wave.
Right. And there's this invitation, plunge into the silence where your name disappears. Find me in your breath without origin. It's about going beyond that story.
Beyond the constructed self.
And this line, where you believe yourself to be a being, I am, and this I has no opposite, it emphasizes that ultimate singularity.
Okay, that's a lot to chew on. So the book, Where is That Damn Manual? It sounds like it tries to make this accessible. Calling it an anti-manual is funny.
It is. It signals right away it's not your typical dry textbook.
Right.
It uses humor and depth.
And it introduces this concept of the petit moi, the little me.
Yes, basically the ego, but described as a mischievous companion.
A companion, not just something bad to get rid of.
Exactly. That's a key part of the approach. It reframes the ego. It's like this character you interact with almost, playfully pointing out your illusions.
Interesting. So the book's style is like a dance between philosophical depth and humorous lightness.
That's how they put it. Using mischievous dialogues, practical exercises, and captivating illustrations.
Making it relatable, not just abstract theory.
Right. It seems designed to take something potentially heavy and, well, lighten it up.
And what's the central question it poses?
And what if every moment became a doorway to your true essence?
That really grounds it in daily life, doesn't it? Suggests enlightenment isn't some far-off thing.
Precisely. It connects right back to that core idea. This non-dual reality is our reality right now.
So, digging into the contents. Dialogues espièglent entre votre ego et la conscience universelle. How does that actually work?
You kind of imagine your everyday chattering mind having a witty conversation with, well, the universe.
Yeah.
It helps bring these big concepts down to earth.
Makes them less intimidating.
Yeah. And there are 12 playful exercises inspired by Advaita Vedanta.
Advaita Vedanta. That's the traditional Indian philosophy behind non-duality, right?
That's the one. Strong emphasis on non-duality there, and I love this bit. Unexpected metaphors like Netflix revisiting the cosmic illusion.
Ha! Netflix and cosmic illusion. That's brilliant. Makes the idea of Maya or illusion feel very current.
Totally. So, who is this book actually for?
Well, the site suggests people looking for spirituality without rigid rules, maybe wanting practical ways to feel more awake day to day.
And people who like a mix of deep thought and a good laugh.
Seems so. Plus, anyone curious about rethinking things like karma or impermanence? It sounds pretty broad, aimed at people open to the ideas, but maybe put off by, overly serious stuff.
Right. The tone sounds key. Aha moments mixed with absurd situations.
Like Brahman participating in a Zoom meeting.
Exactly. Or playing the game of metamorphosis while doing laundry. It uses humor to make profound points.
Bringing the sacred into the mundane.
Using laughter to maybe unlock something deeper. There's a great testimonial quote, too.
Oh, yeah.
A guide that transforms the queue into a temple and doubts into accomplices.
Wow. Waiting in line becomes a temple. That really captures a shift in perspective.
Yes, it suggests a real change in how you experience just everyday stuff.
And it mentions bonuses with the book, too.
Yeah, a few things, like the grid of evolution of the spiritual seeker.
Mm.
Which sounds like it has a bit of humor to it.
Okay.
And a 7-day protocol to dance with your illusions.
Mm-hmm.
Plus access to more online resources.
Sounds quite complete, but still fun. The keywords listed really sum it up. Joyous awakening, daily spirituality, decomplexified meditation.
Practical philosophy, universal consciousness. Yeah, it paints a clear picture of the vibe.
And the reader testimonials give different angles. Natalie, the curious philosopher, liked the conversational feel, the humor, the ocean wave metaphor.
But she felt some concepts could be deeper.
Yeah, maybe suggesting it's a good starting point that makes you want to learn more. What about Thomas, the spiritual seeker?
He called it addictive like Netflix. Loved the funny dialogues, the metaphors, money as cosmic monopoly, relationships as improv.
Uh-huh, nice.
He felt it made spirituality less intimidatingly serious. And like the exercises for finding insights in traffic jams or washing dishes.
So it clearly works for those who like that playful angle. And Sophie, the wellness explorer.
She called it a spiritual UFO. Found it funny, but also deeply deconstructing the ego via that relatable petit moi.
A spiritual UFO. I like that.
She liked the practical exercises, like talking to a 20-euro bill. Though some metaphors were maybe a bit out there for her. Still, recommended for lighthearted non-duality.
Seems like different people connect with different parts, which makes sense. What did Marie, searching for meaning, think?
Marie found it made deep ideas really accessible through the humor and dialogues. The exercises in those patate shods, paradoxical summaries, helped her integrate things.
Patate shods. Hot potato.
Yeah, like these little mind-bending summaries. She felt it could genuinely change your perception, helping you see you are what you seek.
Back to that core paradox again. Okay, and Leia. Who likes quirky humor?
Oh, she loved it. The mix of humor and depth, especially those patate shows.
Yeah.
She said the dialogues made complex stuff understandable, like...
Like what?
Like Monty Python explaining the universe.
Okay, that's high praise for accessibility.
Right. And she liked the interactive feel, the illustrations, exercises, feeling like both the drop and the ocean.
So the humor really seems like the secret sauce here. And the website gives that petit moi its own spotlight.
It does.
Mm.
Introduces it like the star of the show. Promises laughs, reflection, and maybe the ego gradually fading out, but only after all the jokes.
Reinforces that idea that maybe life doesn't need a rigid manual after all.
Just a good sense of humor, perhaps.
And it's not just the book, right? The site has other resources.
Yeah, definitely. A whole resources section with meditations, advice, videos, tools for inner work.
And a podcast section, too.
Mm-hmm. Featuring conversations on non-duality, perception, awakening. Both deep dives and lighter chats, it seems.
And different types of podcast content.
Looks like it. Podcast exercises with practical activities for integration and exercise applications with more general tips for conscious living.
Wow. So Rajat Vinar has really built a whole ecosystem around this approach.
Yeah, comprehensive, but still feels very approachable and, well, unintimidating.
Okay, so let's try and boil this down.
Yeah.
The key things we've picked up about non-duality from Rajat Vinar's site are, well, first, that fundamental interconnectedness.
Right. We're all part of the same ocean.
Second, this idea that our sense of being a totally separate self, the petit moi, is, well, maybe not the full picture. It's kind of illusory.
An illusion we can even learn to playfully engage with.
And third, that real insight, real awakening can come through exploring these ideas, not just philosophically, but practically, even humorously in everyday life.
Exactly. You wanted to grasp these complex ideas quickly, thoroughly. And this approach, blending depth with lightness and practicality, seems like a really effective way in.
It really does. It feels less like homework and more like an intriguing conversation. Okay, so a final thought for everyone listening, building on that idea that you are already what you seek.
Mm.
Think about that ocean and wave thing. How might seeing yourself that way as both the wave and the ocean shift how you feel about your own struggles, your successes?
That's a good one. Changes the perspective on your problems if they're also the ocean's currents, maybe.
Right. And maybe that damn manual you feel like you're missing. Maybe it's not a book at all. Maybe it is just this life you're living right now with all its confusing, funny, chaotic, graceful moments.
Maybe the manual is simply unfolding as we go.